What happens after the shift? You've cleared the static, your signal is back online, you're moving and grooving, now what? This episode is designed to take you inside of what actually shifts after energetic recalibration. And I want you to be thinking about this in your mind. What do you imagine? How are you going to be after the shift? Not just in your brand, but in your voice, in your clarity, and in your capacity to lead, to be visible, to be out there. You know that moment when something just clicks, not in your head, but in your body. You're embodying it. When a pattern that's looped for years suddenly loses its grip on your life, that's what recalibration feels like. It's not hype energy. It's your system updating its signal in real time. Think about that for yourself. I had a client who came, who was doing sessions with me, and she was convinced. You know, I'm a brand and marketing strategist. She was convinced that she had a messaging problem. She wanted help with her brand voice, her content pillars, her structure. She had it all like listed out what she needed. But what actually happened in our coaching sessions, we got to a belief that she had. And this belief was, I need to perform in order to be taken seriously. Now, when we got into it, this was a belief that had been embedded in her since childhood. Embedded in her, everything was about performance. And when you perform, you get rewards, and it just goes on and on. And so she brought all of that energy into her business. And don't get me wrong, there is a healthy performance, if you will. Performance is not all bad. We like performers. We like performances. We like entertainment. In fact, I like to step into, like, when I'm speaking, I call that a performance. And I like that energy, and I am in charge of that energy. It's not running me, if you know what I mean. When I am in a coaching zone, that is a performance, if you will, but I am intentional about what that is, and I'm not performing to prove, but there is a performance happening. Does that make sense to you? Once that energy left her field, her true voice dropped in. Her content didn't just get clearer, it got truer. And people felt the difference immediately. She told me, oh my God, this is so good. She told me, it's like, I don't have to try to be me anymore. I just am. Like, I'm not performing to be myself. I just am. Oh my God, I love that so much. And that's the thing about energetic recalibration. You stop trying to become someone. You start letting who you already are lead the way. The noise quiets, the urgency and the fake urgency, that stuff fade away. The right words come without you overthinking. And the people who are meant for you, guess what? They show up. Because when your energy is aligned, your brand becomes magnetic. So if you're already starting to sense and feel what a shift would feel like for you, if you feel like some of your old patterns are loosening, I hope you're feeling that. I hope you're leaning toward that. If your nervous system feels softer just from listening to these episodes, trust that. You're not just imagining it. You're not just in your imagination about that. Your field is already updating. And your next level is not a performance. It's a frequency. And you'll hear me use that word a lot. Frequency. I think you get the context of what frequency is. And I hope that you're feeling a shift just listening to the podcast. Imagine what happens when we get together live. Recalibration is not meant to be just a moment. It's creating a forward ripple in your life. That's what this whole thing is designed for. I want to invite you to join me on May 3rd through the 5th for 3 days of energetic clearing. Strategic activation and embodiment. Your frequency is calling. Let's answer it together. Not just clarity, not just a new plan, but a felt shift in your system that keeps unfolding long after the retreat ends. And in our next episode, I'm going to share how this work becomes not just your personal breakthrough, but something that other people feel. They follow and they will grow from it. If this has shifted something in you, I cannot wait to bring it full circle. See you in the next episode.